be, and it's amazing how God brings everything together, and you know where you're supposed to be. And the first song right out of the shoot gate with Days of Elijah, talking about Ezekiel, well, we're going to be in Ezekiel today. So it's amazing how God blesses. Ezekiel chapter 37 is where we're going to be, and talking about the days of Elijah is amazing. That's where we are in those days. And I want us to look at what Ezekiel has to say to us in Ezekiel 37 about revival in the valley. There's revival in the valley. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter where you're at. God can bring about a revival in your valley. He can bring about a revival in the times of troubles coming. And this morning, the lesson that I did with the Sunday school teachers was out of Psalms 40. And it talked about troubles and seas, and it talked about rising waters. We should experience some rising waters around our house. And some troublesome seas, but you know what? God's in control of it all. And we're not worried about it. It's in His hands. It was out of our hands to begin with. So we're just trusting in the Lord and how God just laid this message upon our heart. And then dealing with Ezekiel 37 and see what the Lord has to say to your heart and mind this morning. Ezekiel chapter 37, and we're going to talk about revival in the valley. And we're going to read verses 1 through 14. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, I thank you, Lord, for you being God and you orchestrating the praise and worship. You knowing the songs that was laid upon Danny's heart, the Lord, Kelly's heart, that you chose for this worship service, the Lord. You knew that you have already laid Ezekiel upon my heart, the Lord. You already laid this verse of scripture upon us, and how the music and how worship just falls right into place, the Lord. And Father, just backs up exactly where we need to be. Lord, I pray, the Lord, that we can experience revival today. Lord, I know that there's troublesome times and things that come about in life, the Lord. And Father, that's just a part of life. But Lord, I pray that we can be revived today. And Lord, that we can see that you're in the middle of everything that we're going through. Father, it doesn't matter what the storms of life bring this way. You tell us you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You're always there. And Lord, we thank you for what you're doing today. And Lord, we thank you for this time that we have gathered here. We thank you, the Lord, for your word. And we pray that you defeat the devil right now. Bind Satan, his demons, workers, cast them outside this service. And let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move and work in our lives today. Father, just bless me. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Fill me with the words that you have desired me to say to speak, the Lord, to our congregation today. Father, I pray that it won't be my words, it'll be yours, the Lord. And Father, I pray that your word would go forward and accomplish that which is pleasing and honoring to you. I pray, the Lord, that it'll cut where it needs to cut, it'll pierce where it needs to pierce. Lord, that we'll have ears opened up and minds opened up and hearts opened up to receive your word today. Not just be hearers of it, but be doers of it and apply it to our life. Father, we're going to thank you in advance for showing up and being here today, which we've already felt your presence today, the Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in the midst of us. Father, bless your word as we read it. Bless it to go forward again and accomplish that, your will, in each and every one of our lives. We pray and give this service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Ezekiel 37 and verses 1 through 14. It says this. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. You know, I can take off right there on many of those things, man. When I'm sitting here doing this message, I can just see and experiencing what's going on here with Ezekiel and just experiencing how the Lord can just come in, take you up, carry you away in the spirit of the Lord. That'll make a Baptist want to shout, amen. And you just see it. Picture that, being carried away. He said, in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, there were very dry bones. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I want you to hear the word of the Lord today. Not hear what I'm saying, but listen to God's word. Be attentive to God's word. Look at what we're reading and hear the word of the Lord today. Hear what God has to say. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, There was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones come together, bone to bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and saith to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe upon these that are slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood up on their feet, and an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold thyself, O our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves. That's what we're talking about today. In those songs, opening the graves, coming up out of the graves, and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into a land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened up your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and place you in your land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. When I sit here and I see this message of Ezekiel, Ezekiel is snatched out with God, and he is taken to a valley of despair called the Valley of Dry Bones. Ezekiel finds this place as absolute desolation. It was a place that had no life there. It was a place where there was no God there. There was nothing there. It was a place of desolation, a place of death. It was a place without life. It was a place without water. Within the text, we find a solution to a hopeless situation in life. When the valley is the darkest and deadest, God steps in to bring life from death and hope to despair, because he is the living God. It doesn't matter where you're at, doesn't matter the condition you're in, or where you're standing today, Jesus is the life for you and me. He is the answer for us. He will bring hope out of despair. He will bring life where there seems to be tragedy and death. If we place it in him, Jesus is the one in control of that. Revival in the valley. Number one, if you're taking notes, number one, in verses 1 and 2, we see it was a time of ruin here, a time of ruin in this part. Look back with me in verses 1 and 2. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. Full of bones, no life there, desolation there, a valley that was full of bones he carried into. He said, and he caused me to pass them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. I often see people today that call themselves Christians, my friend, that are in a valley. It's very dry. You can hardly get a holy grunt out of them. You can hardly get a smile out of them. They've been beat down by Satan, been tromped on, been stepped on, been, my friend, hurt in some other church, my friends. And the people are dried up. There's so many people that are being hurt today by Christian men and women that call themselves Christians, that love to throw rocks and stones. I said not too long ago on a Wednesday night that I said, I bet you several people sometimes feel like a dead tree and a bunch of woodpeckers are sitting there pecking holes all in them. Dry, dry, feeling dry, down, defeated and out. My friends, but that's not how Jesus intended for us to be. He wants to restore unto you the joy of your salvation. He wants to restore unto you the joy that you had when you were a Christian man and woman at the time that you experienced salvation in your life. He wants you to experience that joy in him. And you can experience in Jesus. You can experience in the Lord. God ain't never done me nothing but good. What about you? There's others that might have been mean to me. There's others that might be mean to you. But my friend, God ain't never done me nothing but good. Why walk out on the Lord? Don't walk out on Jesus. He never walked out on you. Get plugged back in somewhere and get excited about what Jesus has done in your life and keep on keeping on for the Lord. Keep on keeping on for the Lord. My friends, take those enemies, those that are against you, those that are working against you, and do what Jesus said. Make them a stepping stone, man. Step up on them and keep on going for Jesus. Keep on going for him. Because it's the only thing that's worth living for is what you do with Jesus in your life. He's the only thing. So we see, here it was. It was a time of ruin. These were bones of slain people of God. I wonder how we would view such a place like this. If Jesus come and carried us away into a place like this today, I wonder what we would see and where we would be in a place like this. There was no life there. There was no breath there. There was no God there. This is a picture of people of God without God. This is a picture of society and our lives without Him today. This is a picture today of that in our life. And I don't have my suit and tie on, but y'all, I'm getting hot already. This is a picture today of life, of people without the Lord. They're desolate. People without the Lord, they have nothing to look forward to. People without the Lord, down, trodden and beat up. These were a picture of them. Listen to me. It is a picture of what our economy is in today. It is a picture of what our government that we're under is leading us into a life of desolation and destruction today. And we as Christian men and women are sitting back and allowing it to happen. We need to send a message to the White House, to the Congress, and everybody else that we as Christians are going to clean house and fire all of them. Because there ain't none of them up there worth keeping. Ain't none of them up there worth keeping. Listen to me, folks. I got this 9-page email today. When it talks about in these verses that there's no life, there's no breath there, there's no God there. It's a picture of people of God without God. It's a picture of society without the Lord. That is exactly this administration. It's taken us so far away from the Christian Judea ethical principles that this country was founded on that I imagine our forefathers are turning over in the grave. My friend, listen to me. This same judge, Senator Al Franken, I hope you're recording this, Mark. Maybe we put it on the radio and the government to come up here with me. Senator Al Franken, the homosexual that is in the Senate, that got the public school classrooms passed and mandatory passed it, that homosexuality will be taught to the children in California from the time they start in kindergarten all the way up through the 12th grade. They are exposed to this. And this week, the Washington Times and pointed out that the Democrats' number one education priority is to homosexualize every children in every classroom in every state for all 50 states that we're in. My friend, it's time we stand up and let it be known we ain't buying that hogwash. We ain't going for there. It says the pro-homosexual Los Angeles mayor, Antonio, wants to rewrite the Democrat National Committee platform to force homosexual marriages in all 50 states. Wants to pass this, and there's 9 pages of it if you want to look at it and get it from me. It's already went through 38 senators, 157 House reps, and 195 Democrats are supporting this bill to turn our kids over to homosexual reeducation. My friend, it's time we speak and let it be known that you ain't going to teach my kids that in the classroom. You ain't going to tell me what my kids are going to learn. I'm going to put my foot down and tell them what's going on. It's time, folks, that we step up and let it be known as Christian men and women, we've been silenced for too long. We were silenced enough to get the Bible out of school. And my friend, before too long, and God we trust will be off our money and be off the currency and everything else. It's time. It's time, or America is going to end up like the Valley of Dead Bones. America's going to end up to where it's nothing because we have got so far away from the Christian Judea ethical principles which this world is founded on. My friend, if we keep going down this path and you and I keep allowing it to happen, look for destruction. Look for destruction. It's time, my friend, we put a stop to it. Not only that. Not only was there no life there, not only was there no breath there, not only was there no God there, and that is a picture exactly with where our society is headed today if we don't do something about it, my friends. If we don't step up and be counted for. Number two, it was also a time of resistance. A time of resistance, my friend. Look at verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. God barges in right here. He says, Son of man, can these bones live? My friend, God is barging in. He's coming in and to interrupt the picture of hopelessness. He intercedes and intervenes on our behalf. He steps into our life and says, this can't be. The death and destruction must be stopped. God sees our need and cares enough to do something about it. God is the only source of hope, my friends, for you and me. The help for us. God is the only one that can bring life into a bad situation of desolation. God is the only one that can bring life into that. God steps in and intervenes for you and me as men and women, Christian people of the Lord. God sees what we're going through, and it's Him that steps in. It's Him that intercedes for us. It's Him that is the propitiation of our sins, our advocate to the Father, our lawyer. It's Him that is at the right hand of the Father, offering up those prayers of intercession for you and me, saying, that's my child. Oh, Satan's up there too, trying to accuse me and you. But Jesus is standing there and said, oh, no, boy, I died for them. I shed my blood for them. They accepted me as Jesus, as Lord and Savior. You got to go. You got to go, my friends. It's Jesus that steps in and intercedes for us. It's in those times where you think, as there's footprints in the sand, that you might be the only one that is walking and there's nobody around. That's the time when Jesus is carrying you and me. That's the time that He's getting us through the hardest part of our life. And here it is, a time of resistance. God barges in and says, Son of Man. He says, Son of Man. Oh, can these bones live? And I answered, oh, Lord God, Thou knowest. Thou knowest, Lord. You know what shape I'm in. Lord, You know what I'm facing. Lord, You know what I'm going through. Lord, You know. You know, Lord. And we turn it over to Him. It's out of my hands. It's out of our control. Our house being flooded, there's nothing I can do about that. It's out of my hands and out of my control. I give it to the Lord. That's the only thing I can do. Why worry about it? Ain't nothing I can do anyhow. But trust in the Lord. He's got it under control. We need to learn to have that faith and put it in the Lord. In times of troubles and things that we're going through, we always want to try to fix it ourselves. Give God the chance first and watch it happen. It'll be a whole lot easier when we turn it over to Him. Turn it over to Him and watch what He'll do for your life and my life. Number three, not only that, but when we look at verses 4-7, a time of revelation. The revival in the Bible, a revival in the valley. Number three was a time of revelation. Look back at verses 4-7 with me. He said, and again He said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. O ye dry bones. Man, you feel like you're dry today. You feel like you ain't got no life in you. Hear the word of the Lord. Let Him restore unto you the joy of your salvation. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath. I will cause the Spirit to enter into you, and ye shall live. If you just open up your heart to the Lord, He will breathe His Spirit into you. He will bring life into you if you give it to Him. He said, and I will lay sinews. I will put sinews upon you and bring up on flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking of the bones came together, bone to bone. There was a shaking of the bones. There was some unity. There was coming together of these bones, my friend. A time of revelation. God says to Ezekiel, I will cause breath to enter into you. You will live. I will put flesh upon your dead bones. You will know that I am the living God. A revelation of revealing God Himself to His people. That's the same thing God wants to do with you and me. He wants to bring life into you today. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, He wants to breathe the Spirit of life into you today so that you accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Oh, listen to me. You may be defeated and down and out. He wants to breathe life into you today. He wants to give you a hope for a reason for living today if you're just allowing to. He wants to bring that into us us today. He wants to be the living God for you and me. He wants to reveal himself to us. If we would just get in tune with him, he will reveal himself to you and me. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will direct us, my friends. But you got to get in tune with him. You got to get on your knees before him and spend some time with him, praying and seeking God's will. You got to communicate with the Father, the one that wants to give you life. You got to spend some time with him. You got to get in the Word of God. You got to open up the Scripture. You got to read it. You got to study it. You've got to apply it, my friends, in order to get the revelation of God. You've got to be active in your faith, my friend, and God will reveal himself to you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you in life. Not only that, but this valley, this revival in the valley, it was a time of resurrection, a time of resurrection. Look back at verses 8 through 10 with me. In this valley was a time of resurrection. It said, and when I behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. It said, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, put the spirit in them, O breathe in them, the breath of life, the breath upon these that are slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I commanded me, and the breath, the spirit of life, the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. And we're sitting here, and we're talking about a time of resurrection. The Lord told Ezekiel to go to a valley of dry bones. The Lord told him to go there. Sometimes we don't understand the direction God is in. God is moving, the direction of God in the present. But we are, when we're obedient to his direction in our lives, we can be sure that God knows exactly what he's doing. He might be sending you to a valley of dry bones, but listen to me. God knows what he's doing. Stay with him. Depend upon him. He will supply the power to get you there. This was a test of faith for the man of God. He said, can these bones live? Is there any hope for the situation of our lives? When the message is delivered, it has a startling effect upon a valley. My friend, when Ezekiel delivered that message, that valley became life. That valley became a place of life. God, through Ezekiel, turned on the lights to those dead bones, and they responded to God in empowering them. God has called Ezekiel to raise the dead. What is he calling you and I to do today? What is he calling us to do? My friend, what are you going to do with the call of God upon your life today? What is God calling you to do? He called Ezekiel. He sent him to a valley of dry bones. He told Ezekiel to prophesy unto them. He told Ezekiel to command them, to call for the breath of life to enter in them, to call from the wind from the four corners of the earth. Come and breathe upon them the breath of life. And the breath came upon them, and the valley of dry bones become a place of life. I'm here to tell you, if you're in a valley of dry bones today, if you turn it over to Jesus, he'll bring life into you, my friends. He'll breathe life into you. He'll get you excited about Jesus. He'll tell you what you need to do in life. He'll bring life unto you in any desolate situation or whatever you may be in. Call upon him today. Oh, listen to me. He may be knocking at your heart's door today. He may be leading you somewhere in a different direction in your life. I promise you, if you seek him and trust him, he won't lead you long. He won't lead you wrong, my friends. Trust in him. Ask him to guide you and direct your steps. Not only that, not only the revival in the valley, not only was it a time of resurrection, but it was a time of life. It was a time of life. Look back at verse 10. He says, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet. An exceeding great army. I see several things right here. I see life. I see power. I see unity. Oh, coming out of verse 10 right there. It was a time of life. We desperately need the breath of heaven as the spirit of life. Ezekiel commanded to pray to the breath of heaven. And Ezekiel obeys, and we read, the breath came into them, and they lived in verse 10. They lived. Listen to me. Without the breath of heaven, they had no life. Without the breath of heaven, they had no life, folks. They were without hope. They were dead. They were in a valley that was dead. And I can tell you, my friend, it's the same way in society, the same thing with you and me, and the same thing with every church across America. If Jesus ain't first and foremost in a church, then it's going to die and be dead. My friend, it's got to be Jesus. It's the focus point on everything that we say and do. Oh, listen to me. They were without hope. They were dead. But with the breath of heaven, they live. And I can tell you, when the breath of heaven comes into you and me, and we open up our heart's life and our door, my friend, and the breath of heaven comes into us, it gives us life, and we shall live. Oh, listen to me. In John 10:10, it says, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy." But the next part, this is where Jesus again intercedes. It's where Jesus comes to the rescue. He said, "But I have come that you may have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." There's only one way to experience life, and it's not in Obama health care. Y'all get that in a little bit. It's in Jesus' health care. Amen. I want to be attached to Jesus, nothing to Air Force One. I want to be attached to the one that can take me, as the song says, "I fly away in Jesus." I fly away in the White House, ain't going to get you too far. You need to be prayed up and studied up and reading up on who you're going to vote for, because they're going to have a major impact on your life and my life. We better be prayed up and studied up. We better put our hope in Jesus and nothing less. We better put our hope in Him, my friends, because I'm telling you, the government don't have it. The psychists don't have it. A lawyer don't have it. The doctors don't have it. Nobody has it, but Jesus has got all the answers. Jesus has got everything we need. We need to put our focus in Him and then send the rest of them a loud message about who's in control. It's not them, it's Jesus. Jesus allows it to happen. That's in Romans. There is no power, no king, no prince, no ruler, nothing that can get where they are if Jesus' hand ain't up on it to make it happen. They need to understand, some of them think they're invincible. They ain't Jesus. There's only one of them, and He's in heaven. But we need to send a loud message as Christian men and women here of who we believe in, so that they can get the message there. And they need to get the message about what this world and this country was founded on. And they founded it upon the Judeo-Christian principles of God's Word. And they need to get it back. Maybe they need the Declaration of Independence. Maybe we ought to send them all one, so they understand what this country was founded on. Oh, listen to me. The time of life. Time of life. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. I got one cheerleader in the house. Amen. Amen. Not only that, but number six, revival in the valley. It was a time of power. A time of power. Let's read verse 10 again. It says, "So I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came into me." The CIA might come out this door after this message. I'm packing too, so come on. Amen. Amen. "So I prophesied." Boy, I'm going to have all kind of stuff. Randy, y'all better bar the house, brother. That's my brother. He's packing, so I ain't worried about it. He's sitting up on the front seat. You got it with you today? Amen. See that nod of the head? He's got my back. "So I maybe I need to put your chair up here so you can face them. "So I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army." He's saying it is a time of power. The breath of heaven is the spirit of life. He is also the spirit of power. The corpse not only lived, but they stood up on their feet. Not only did He put the breath of life in them, but the breath of power came within them, and they stood up on their feet. The relationship that exists between the spirit and the power is clearly taught in the scriptures. In Micah 3:8. In Micah 3:8 it says, "But truly I am," what? In that part of the verse, Micah 3:8, it says, "Truly I am full of" what? "Power" by what? "The Spirit of the Lord." And Micah says, "I'm full of the power by the Spirit of the Lord." See, life is in the Lord Jesus. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. In Acts 1:8, it says this, "Ye shall receive" what? "Power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. In Jesus is where the power is. The power ain't in nothing else. The power is in Jesus. Not only that, not only was it a time of life, not only was it a time of power, but it was a time of unity. Look back at verse 10 again. He says, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Unity. They came together in an exceeding great army. You know, I don't know if you can see that picture, but Mark done an amazing job on these slides for me. But they come up, and all those dead bones are coming to life. And you can see the sinews and the flesh coming up on them. There were some in the back that the flesh is still coming up on them. And Mark depicted these videos and these scenes awesome for me in the slides. And how they come together and how they brought up. And that as they stood up, they become a unified army. It was a time of unity. They came together. Not only did their bones come together, not only did the flesh and skin come upon them, that they become united as an army for the Lord. They become unity. And it said in verse 10, and they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. The breath of heaven is the spirit of life, the spirit of power. He is also the spirit of unity. It is as we know him, both in spirit of life and in spirit of power, that we can know him in a time of spirit of unity. When we know him in the spirit of power and the spirit of life, we can know him as the spirit of unity. We need the breath of heaven as the spirit of unity. The unity we seek, therefore, is the unity of men and women to be regenerated and renewed by the spirit of the Lord. To be regenerated and renewed by the spirit of the Lord. Coming together, being filled and empowered by the breath of heaven. It's high time, folks, for us to come together and stand firm, shoulder to shoulder, in the army of the Lord. There is unity to be kept. Paul says, and believers, we need to press forward towards that goal. He tells us in Ephesians 4, 3 through 6, he says this, endeavoring to keep the what? Unity of what? The spirit in bond of peace. There is one body, one spirit, even as you was called in one hope of your calling. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. There's one that we need to know that's in control, and his name is Jesus. Amen. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. As we finish up in verses 11 and following, it said, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold and say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened up your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. There's a song that says, ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. When Jesus opens up those graves, when Jesus himself rose victorious up over death, hell, and the grave. Because he arose, you and I will arise one day. If we got Jesus as Lord of our life, and we've invited him into our life, my friend, ain't no grave going to hold us down. Hey, I'm trying to put me in there. I'm coming up out of that ground one day. I'm telling you, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not as those that have no hope. He said, for one day, there's going to be a shout, the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we which are alive and remain will be called up together with them to be in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I can find comfort in that, knowing that one day, I'm going to rise, because he arose, you arise, and I arise one day. And he said in verse 14, and he shall put my spirit in who? In you, and you will what? Ye shall live, and shall place you in your own land, and ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Danny, y'all can come back. Knowing, praise him, I'm coming. Knowing, my friends, that we need to put our life in the Lord. Whatever it is we're going through, put it in Him. We see in Ezekiel here, we see it was a time that they experienced a time of ruin. They were in a valley with a bunch of dry bones and dead bones, my friend. But then things started happening. The Lord come on the scene, and He took that time of ruin, and He stepped in. He stepped in into the picture. He stepped in and interceded for them. And then there was a time of revelation. There was a time of resurrection in verses 8 and 10. There was a time of life. He brought life into them. It was a time of power. Those bones come together. He put flesh upon them. He breathed life into them. It was a time of unity. They stood up and become an exceeding great army. My friend, it's time that we stand up and let the government know that Christians are still around. It's time we stand up and let them know that we don't believe in this hogwash right here. And we need to send a loud message to them, my friend, when it comes time to vote, that we need to vote conservatively based on the Judea principles of the Word of God, and send a message to them loud and clear. Oh, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know, you might be in some valley today. I don't know, you might feel that you're in a valley with dry bones. My friend, Jesus wants to bring life into your valley. He wants to bring life into wherever it is you are. Or maybe you're here and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I don't know. But Jesus is standing at your heart's door knocking today. He said in Revelations, if you would just open up your heart's door, He would come in and sup with you and abide with you and you with Him. Oh, listen to me. All I ask you to do is be obedient to what the Lord's telling you to do today. Oh, listen to me. You need to be saved. You need to come on. I share with you what you must do in the Scripture to be saved. Oh, maybe you're looking for a church home. We would love to be your church. I'd love to be your pastor. Whatever it is, maybe you need to come and pray about something at the altars. You come and spend some time with the Lord. This is your time today. You be obedient to the call of God upon your life today.